We continue with Mishneh Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Shabbos. Siman Reish Mem Dalet, Sif Gimel. Lashulchan Aruch says, Im banu einam Yehudim liYisrael bayis b'Shabbos b'Isser, if a non-Jew built a house for a Jew in a prohibited manner on Shabbos, nachon lahachmir shelo yikantzu bo. It is best for the Jew not to enter it, not to get benefit from this home. The Mishneh Berurah explains that this means that one should not enter it forever. One cannot get benefit from it la'olam, and even other people cannot get benefit from it at all to live in it. However, you are allowed to benefit to sell it to a non-Jew. It's just that Jews cannot live in this house. The Mishneh Berurah explains that the Shulchan Aruch is referring to a case that we have been discussing where you are paying the builders a flat rate to build the house. And therefore, really, it is a daite de nafshei avid for the non-Jew, but it's aser mishum marasayim because people might think that you hire them as a schir yom, that they are being paid by the hour, paid by the day, to specifically work on Shabbos. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch just says, nachon lahachmir shelo yikantzu bo. It's best, it's a good idea, not to enter it. However, if you actually hired schirei yom, if the building was built by workers who were being paid by the day, by the hour, then midina it's aser, and therefore it's not only going to be nachon lahachmir, not to go into it, rather it's going to be aser midina to enter it. We'll see these dinim later on in Siman Shin Yud Ches, but for now we'll just go with what the Mishneh Berurah says, that in this case it will be aser me'ikar adin lo la'olam, for the person himself forever, and for other people, desha yasu, the time that it would take to build it, they have to wait that amount of time after Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah adds that there are some who are mekel, and even in this case, it's only going to be aser b'chadei sheyasu, even for the person himself. The Mishneh Berurah also adds what we quoted yesterday, that some say you can rely on Rabbeinu Tam, who says that Kablanos is going to be mutter legamre, so b'diyeved you'll be able to rely on Rabbeinu Tam, and if it was built b'kablanos, you'll be allowed to use this home, not like the pashas of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama adds, Im hisna Yisrael imeinu Yehudi shelo lasos lo malach b'Shabbos. If, when you hired the non-Jew, you told him specifically not to work on Shabbos, v'einu Yehudi asa baal korcho lamar l'hashem malachto, and the non-Jew did it against the will of the Jew in order to finish up the work faster, ein lachosh, then you don't have to be concerned and you can definitely use this building, this house. The Mishneh Berurah explains that it sounds like, from the Rama, that if you saw him doing the work on Shabbos, once you made that condition with him that he shouldn't do the work, if he does it anyway, you wouldn't have to be mochen him, you wouldn't have to tell him to stop. But the Magen Avraham is mafakvig in this. He's unclear because the Magen Avraham points out that it's still mechubar, there's still maris ayin, there's still chashad. So why should the fact that you made this condition before prevent you from having to worry about the issue of maris ayin? So therefore he says, one should not be mekel even if you made this condition beforehand, not like the Rama. And if you saw the non-Jew doing work on Shabbos, you would have to tell him to stop. However, the Mishneh Berurah quotes Elia Rabba, who says that you definitely don't have to pay him extra money to get him to go away. All you have to do is tell him to stop. And if he refuses, then there's nothing, you don't have to do anything. You definitely don't have to pay him extra money. Which is Mashma says the Mishneh Berurah, that if you didn't tell him in the first place that he can't do work on Shabbos, and he comes to do work on Shabbos, and you tell him to go away and he doesn't listen, you might even have to pay him the money that he would be getting that day to make him go away to not do the work on Shabbos. This would be because, explains the Mishneh Berurah, that it was a pshia, it was negligence on your part for not telling him beforehand that he can't do the work on Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah leaves this as a tzarech in, whether we are choshish for this Elia Rabba or not, to say that you would have to actually give the non-Jew extra money to make sure that he doesn't do the work on Shabbos if you did not tell him beforehand that no work should be done on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch continues, Sif Dalet, Meleches Farhesi Afilu Matatlan, Konsfina Haidul Yisrael, Dina Kum Meleches Mechubar. Any Melech which is done in public, even if it's on Matatlan, it's if it's something that everybody knows belongs to a Jew, like a big boat, so then it has a Dina Mechubar, and we're concerned for Maris Ayin, even when it comes to Kablanos, as we explained earlier. The Mishneh Berurah says that if the work is being done Betzina, then it will be okay. Shulchan Aruch continues, Sif Hei, Im Sachar Eina Yehudi Lashana Olishtaim Sheyichtav Lo Sheyerog Lo Beged. If you pay a non-Jew for an entire year, or for 2 years, to write or weave for you, Hareza Kosev Oreg B'Shabbos, then the non-Jew can do work even on Shabbos. Ki Lukata Timo Sheyichtav Lo Sefer O Sheyerog Lo Beged, Shosev Choleis Sheyirtze. It's as though you hired him to write a book, or to weave a certain piece of clothing for you, just as we say that he can do it whenever he wants. As long as you do not calculate day by day, which means, explains the Mishnah Berurah, that you are okay if he misses one day of work if he wants to. The lo yasa hamalacha bebeis Yisrael, and the work also cannot be done in the Jew's home, as the Mishnah Berurah says. We'll see later on in Siman Reish and Beis that this is aser even by a regular kablanas case, that the work cannot be done in the home of the Jew. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, how to understand this sif in Shulchan Aruch. According to the Magen Avraham, the case is that the non-Jew is given several things to write, and he chooses when he wants to write them. So if he chooses to do it on Shabbos, that's up to him. However, if the case were that there were not a finite amount of work, rather, the non-Jew just has to be available to you whenever you want him to write, and he can decide when to take off, then the Magen Avraham says, this is usur, because you benefit from him doing the work on Shabbos. Because if he wouldn't have done the work on Shabbos, maybe you'll need him to do work for you on Sunday, extra work that you didn't know about beforehand. And had he not done that work on Shabbos, he wouldn't be available for you to do the work on Sunday that you need now. Therefore, the Magen Avraham says that case is going to be usur. The Taz, however, says that case is mutter. And so, according to the Taz, even if there is not a finite amount of work, he just has to be available to you to write whenever you want, since you don't care if he takes a day off, it's going to be mutter. The Shohar continues, V'yesh misha osir besocher eino Yehudi lizman. But some aser, even this case. Mishaber explains that this is referring to the Ravid. So according to the Magen Avraham, the Ravid is going to aser, even if you don't get any benefit from him working on Shabbos. Whereas according to the Taz, the Ravid is only asering in a case where you get some benefit from working on Shabbos. Tahainu, the case that the Magen Avraham said was usur, where him working on Shabbos is going to allow him more time to do work for you on Sunday, if need be. The Mishnah Berurah says that we should be makram for the Ravid only in the case of the Taz, but not according to the Magen Avraham.